Tuesday seemed like it was Thursday.
Forget about Facebook's Throwback Thursdays.
I came back down.
We're all about Flashback Fridays.
Friday!
On the Sports Line.
It's Friday, Friday. Last Friday night.
Be your Friday night.
Even Mr. Social Media.
Look at me!
Whose watch runs backwards.
I tell you what, I need help.
Speaking of flashbacks, here's a guy who clearly had more than his fair share of them. Oh, wow, man. Look at the colors. The Sports Line historian himself, Wes May.
Hi, Wes.
What's going on, Rich?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
No, you're not. Don't tell a lie.
Oh, come on. Come on over to the dark side.
Rock you know, bottom.
Two ads is one too many.
Yes, I'm sorry. I am I'm miserable. I've hit rock bottom.
Well, wait till history comes around. Yeah, last week the Dolphins, and then this week the Browns. Boy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it ain't good.
No, I don't
know. Ed, I have some great news for you, buddy.
What's the word?
Dude, I was listening to the morning show this morning on your sister station, of course, WIQO.
Yes.
With the Princess and Brian. And there's a show that follows them. Nice lady named Laura something. Seems nice enough. But she had a guest on, and the only reason it made me think of you was she was advertising a business that she does that is made for the one percenters. And, of course, we know you are a one percenter because Monday night you said you were not. So
another
that
one.
Automatically means you are.
How many lies this week for Ed, this week alone?
No, we don't need to go down this road, Rich. The weekly tally.
I only had two this week.
Oh, okay. Way to go, Ed.
Yeah. But yeah, what her job was she got nannies that were for adults. Now, they say they're for your children, but you can have them do other things like cooking, cleaning, soft core, non-sensual massages, some light electrical work maybe.
Oh, God.
But, dude, I thought that was the perfect thing for you, to have a nanny that you say for you is for your children, but it's actually for you.
There you go, Ed. What do you think?
Part of the 1%.
Actually, for me, well, you know, I don't think I can comment on this on the air and make it a win-win.
Well, you know, they said that those nannies make anywhere between 80 to 100,000, so that's petty cash, right?
There you go.
Yes.
Y'all ready for a few history tidbits?
Yep.
All right, well, Rich, today, September 21st, is the 48th anniversary of the very first Monday Night Football game. And the very first Monday Night Football game was between the Jets and the Browns,
and the
Browns won.
Yeah, I knew that.
I just thought they were doing a replay of the game last night, just for posterity's sake.
Because
if you don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it. Obviously,
if I can't hang up on him when he's bashing me, I'm not doing it for you,
dude. I'm at rock bottom, man.
I was kind of wondering if that was going to maybe put you over the edge and make you give me the quick trigger, but I didn't know. But you'll like these next ones, dude. Back in 2014, we got a double shot of Mason right here. His teacher asked him to use the word crown in a sentence at school. And, of course, the sentence was, my daddy likes crown sterling. Crown sterling. I can't even say it.
My daddy likes to drink crown, yes.
Exactly. And also in 2014, Mason crushed one of his schoolmates by telling him that Michael Vick was a puppy killer.
That was Ryan, actually. The archives
a
are
lie,
wrong.
Wes,
the archives
lie.
Are wrong.
Moly.
That was Ryan. Oh,
I'm
puppy
have to
killer.
Check. I'm going to have to check the archives.
Yeah, go double check. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man. You called me earlier this week. I was right.
I know. I think I got you this time.
Oh, my God. Also in 2014, Ed, we found out that you were a member of a kickball league.
Yes.
The Young Professionals of Central Virginia.
Yes, I retired from that league.
Well, that was after they traded you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you had Dave Glenn on last night, right?
Yes.
Back in 2014, he told us the dance team is much better than the cheerleaders. Maybe you can get this hooked up with Gano's sausage, because the dance team is more likely to devour the meat.
That's
That's according to Dave Lynn.
It's a direct quote.
A direct quote, exactly.
Direct quote. Wes, thank you, man.
That's it. I'm going to the archives, guys. I'll let you know next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Oh, on to more sane topics.
NFL football?
Yes, with Gary Gramling of SI.com and the MMQB podcast. He's on like every one of them now.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys.
You got me at rock bottom here, man.
I know, and I missed you guys last week when you would have been all excited and overreacting the other way to Sam Darnold.
Oh, Rich would never do that. Jets fans and New Yorkers are so sane, Gary. You know this firsthand.
What a difference. What has it been, like 9 days makes or whatever it is? I mean, this is how it was supposed to be. Baker was ready. Sam Darnold was not. Whatever, and I don't mind Sam Darnold playing right now. They're throwing him into the fire, and they think he can handle it, and they're not going to break him, and that's fine. But he's going to have his ups and downs. Baker was ready. Whatever foolishness it was that kept him on the bench for 2.5 games. I mean, he could have been doing this week one. The Browns could be sitting at 3-0 right now.
Yeah, the Browns are the Browns, and that's the thing. I'm not disappointed in Darnold. I mean, you expect, you know, games like that from rookies. But I expect there will be a new coach at some point in New York. And, you know, just when you have a 14-point lead at the Cleveland Browns, you got to finish that one. So losing to the Browns and the free beer all at the expense of my Jets, that's what hurts the most.
Yeah, I know it hurts. It was
just laughing at me.
There's something to be said. The Jets didn't quite know what to do. And obviously because they hadn't Baker before in normal action, but there's something you said about the fact that Baker came in with his back against the wall. It's a 2-touchdown deficit. You got to just go out there firing. You know, there's no reason to be held back at that point. And I think the Jets sort of got, I don't even think they got that conservative, but I think they got burned on like 2 blitzes early on, and they sort of didn't know what to do at that point. Mm. It happens sometimes.
Well, let's move on to teams people care about.
Yes, the Redskins, Washington. Speaking of overreacting fans, they were really excited about their victory against your Arizona Cardinals, Gary, the team destined for one of the top 2 picks in the draft, and then they laid an egg against Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's going to be a front-running team. It's going to be a team that has to get a lead early, like they did out in Arizona. And that if that whole playbook is open, you can do stuff with Alex Smith. Once you've fallen behind, once you're playing from behind with Alex Smith, I mean, we saw it for, it's been that case for like a decade now. You're not going to win a whole lot of comeback games with Alex Smith as your quarterback. It's possible. It just doesn't happen very often. So, it hurts to let one get away to the Colts at home, but they're going to have games like this. It looks like a 7-9 team.
We're only in week 3. Biggest surprise so far, either positively or negatively. What really stands out to you?
Oh, definitely Fitzpatrick. We've seen him be really good and then be really bad. He's never been this good, though. And it'll be fascinating to see what happens Monday night against the Steelers defense that has plenty of problems of their own. But it is kind of, you know, looking at Fitzpatrick now, did he find the right offense? And they have a decision to make with Jameis Winston. I don't know if Jameis Winston's going to get paid next off. Oh, someone will probably pay him, but I don't know if the Bucs are going to give him one of those, $24 million annually type of contracts that it seemed like he was in line for. Mahomes was, I think this was within the realm of expectations for Mahomes, maybe not 5 touchdowns a week, but for Mahomes to be one of the best quarterbacks in football right off the bat, I think that was I don't want to say it was expected, but I think it was, like I said, within the realm of possibility.
Gary Gramling with us here on the Sports Line. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes as an early season surprise. How long before teams catch up to what is going on with Andy Reid? It seems like this happens every year. Chiefs start off hot, and then defenses adjust, and Andy Reid doesn't necessarily adjust back.
Yeah, well, part of it is, not to make this the Alex Smith bashing segment here, but part of it is you can't do with Alex Smith what you can do with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is not only physically far more gifted, and he's more gifted than 98% of the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. It's not just Alex Smith, but he's more physically gifted, and he's willing to take chances that Alex Smith would never take. And as we've seen in the league more and more, the receivers are so much better than the defensive backs. There are 4 million different penalties you can pick up in the secondary if you're a defensive back at this point. So many good things happen when you take chances downfield and test tight windows and stuff like that. I think the Chiefs are going to keep it going this year. I think really what it came down to is Alex Smith was just a little too limited with his style of play and with his physical abilities, and they no longer have that problem with Mahomes. Mahomes probably will have a couple of ugly games along the way here where he throws 3 or 4 interceptions because he does take chances, but I think the Chiefs are for real, and I think if they do get to January, which obviously we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but when you get to January with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, it's a totally different scenario than when they had Alex Smith all those years.
Gary Gramling joining us here on the Sports Line, talking some NFL football. Hey, which fan base is going to be really disappointed this year, thinking that they had a pretty good team and, you know, maybe 2 weeks in? I mean, I'm looking at the Giants, the Cowboys, the Seahawks, I mean, the Saints, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's got to be Dallas. They always think they're going to win the Super Bowl every year.
guys, I was going to say, well,
Steelers?
We've been so mean-spirited so far, we might as well just say the Los Angeles Chargers, that they don't have a fan base, so I don't know who would be disappointed with that. But I think the Chargers are once again going to fall somewhere in that 8-8, 9-7 range and miss the playoffs. Maybe they sneak in and get a wild card, but they just figure out weird ways to lose games. It's really it's strange stuff. And if you're a Saints fan right now, that defense has been... They were torched by Fitzpatrick, and to give up the amount of plays they gave up to Tyrod Taylor, you can't do that. They are having some issues in on the back end of that defense right now, and I'm not sure what they're going to be going forward. They were elite last year. If they're going to be like a C-plus type of secondary, I don't know if this team is Super Bowl caliber.
Gary, thank you. A pleasure as always. Way to kick me while I'm down and just laugh about it.
But I made fun of so many other people. Can't you enjoy the misery of everyone else I mentioned?
Usually, but not today.
I'm sorry, Rich. Rich, Ed, always good talking to you guys.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Gary Gramling, SI.com. In the MMQB podcast. Real quickly, you got Louisville or UVA?
I got UVA. I think Louisville's terrible.
I'm on board, man. Cavs, this is a big one, and I think they need this to maintain hopes of bowl eligibility, don't you?
It's a winnable game, and they need to get any winnable game they can grab. Do it now. Build up stock like last year, so if you start losing games late in the year that are inexplicable, you got something in the bank.
That are inexplicable. Way to go.
Well, we lost, 5 of 6 last year?
Oh.
At the very end?
It's just funny what we've come to expect from certain teams.
Hey, and this is a winnable game. Louisville is not, this is not Lamar Jackson-led Louisville.
No, there's no question about it.
They're deficient in a lot of areas. I thought Lamar masked a lot of deficiencies the last couple of years as a very good college quarterback. He's not there. And I just don't think this version of Bobby Petrino is as good as the ones that have come through Louisville before.
No, I don't think so either. And so we're both on board with UVA getting a win. Tech, obviously, easily over Old Dominion.
Oh, no question.
You giving Liberty a shot?
No, I think North Texas is actually, they're better than expected. What they did to Arkansas last week, I think Liberty's in an uphill battle.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Lots of football. We're back on Monday at 5. See you then.